You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Hello, very pleasant, good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio, recapping week four of the high school football season. And we're at the midway point for the majority of our teams in Plymouth County. Of course, LaMarche Community gets 9 regular season games, but the midway point of the regular season for the rest. Daniel Versteg with you coming up on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Ken Bigdahl, head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us here in the not-too-distant future, just a few minutes from now. Following him will be Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler. And then after him, we'll get in touch with Remsen St. Mary's head coach Tim Osterman. Kind of a wacky night for them last night. Only played 24 minutes and probably could have played more considering the score was about just one possession away. But their opponent said we're content. And so they played one half of football. And we'll talk with Coach Osterman about that half of football coming up at the end of the program. Let's take a look at the scores from yesterday involving Plymouth County teams. Speaking of, Remsen St. Mary's in their 8-player District 1 contest with Boyer Valley, a 12-7 win. Again, that game was called at halftime due to lightning. There were a number of factors. It was not just Boyer Valley did not want to finish the game. They didn't want to finish the game because a 2-hour drive, and they didn't want to make their fans sit there. And so it's understandable. But Remsen St. Mary's does pick up the win. They've now won 17 games in a row dating back to last year. In Class A District 1, we're going to be talking about this game with Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler. Fourth-ranked Woodbury Central beat the Jays 43-14, got the running clock going for pretty much all of the fourth quarter until the Jays scored that second touchdown. Akron Westfield beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn in an also lightning shortened game, 36-8. That game was a lot more out of hand at half, so I think the decision a little bit easier there. MMCRU, they defeated South O'Brien 48-20. That game didn't get over with until about 11:15 or 11:20 last night due to the lightning situation in Marcus and in eastern Plymouth County, western Cherokee County around that area. But good outcome there. MMCRU now 3-0 in the district for the first time ever. In Class A District 8, Kingsley Pearson River Valley beat St. Albert 47-29. Hinton took down Ridgeview 12-8. And then the final non-district game of the year for the Bulldogs did not go their way. MOC Floyd Valley defeated fourth-ranked Lamar's 18-13. So we've got all kinds of things to talk about with our coaches. Let's get them on. Ken Vigdahl, head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us next right here on the KLEM Coaches Corner, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Coach Vigdahl is coming up next here on KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Whirlin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Whirlin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to this edition of Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Coach's Corner, every Saturday, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg with you. We are pleased to be joined now by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Football Team, Coach Ken Vigdahl. The Bulldogs fell last night at home to MOC Floyd Valley by the final score of 18-13. So Lamar's now 3-1 to finish their non-district schedule with Spencer coming up next week, of course, starting district play. But first of all, Coach, Goodness gracious, with the way your guys were moving the football offensively the first three games, I did not see the numbers coming for you guys with 71 yards of total offense and only a few first downs to show for it. I guess what kind of happened to you guys offensively last night?
Well, I just think it was a combination of things. I think MOC has a really talented football team. They start, seven sophomores, both offense and defense, somewhere along the line there. And they ran their three front and blitzed us and brought not a ton of pressure, but they came with a physical attitude. And, we had to match that, and we didn't quite match that last night. And so, they game planned for us well. We were able to do some things, but just like you said, we ran 31 plays last night. Week before, we ran 86. We went 2 for 8 on third down efficiency. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, that tells you what happened in the football game. I mean, we had 9 yards passing, 62 yards rushing. I mean, we struggled to move the ball, obviously. And, the other thing is we just were, you really couldn't open up the playbook a ton of time because it seemed like we were backed up against our own goal a lot of the time.
Yeah, and we've talked before about field position too, and I didn't even notice the number of plays and the disparity there. MOC Floyd Valley running 53 more plays than you. Just how tough was it with their aggressiveness, their physicality, all those kind of things? How tough was it to be able to stay ahead of the chains? And then you also compound the fact that, like you said, you're kind of backed up in terrible field position for the majority of the game.
Yeah, it is. You have to get your 3 or 4 yards on first down, and we weren't able to do that. We were getting 1, maybe 2. If we passed, they slanted it up front, and, Teagan didn't have a ton of time, and they brought somebody off the pressure. We didn't slide to where we needed to go to and stuff. And so it was just one of those things. It was, give credit to them. We didn't play our best, but you know what? We have to play our best from here on out. Because, all of this is important, but all of this gets us ready for what's really important is the next 5 weeks, and that's district football play.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, it'd be nice if you never lost a football game, but if you did have to lose a football game, this is probably going to be the week to do it. The other thing, too, offensively is it seems like you've gotten your – whenever you've gotten your running game going, your passing game followed. Just how tough was it to get the passing game going with how they schemed against you, I guess? Because that, being able to be multidimensional offensively has really helped you the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, it really has. And, they ran their three front. And, what that allows them to do is bring somebody off the edge that's not standing right on the line of scrimmage. So, our offensive line has to make the call. Are we going left? Are we right with our pass protection? And then what it allows you to do is, like, if we line up in a 2-by-2 set, they've got 3 over 2. You know what I mean? Yep. So we have to be able to run the ball and get that 3 or 4 downs. We had to be able to get them to commit more people to the run so the passing game would open up. But that just didn't happen for us.
Ken Vigdahl with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. Then I look at your defense and I look at some of these numbers and I think, man, this game could have gotten out of hand. It probably should not have been a one-score game at the end of the contest. Just for your defense to be out there, what was it, 75% of the game, and to hold MOC Floyd Valley to just 18 points, how pleased were you with that effort last night?
Well, they had, to hold them within 18 was awesome. But, we have to get off the field. They gave up, right. Third down efficiency was over 50%. Mm-hmm. We count on them, too, to, go 3 and out or to, move the chains. But it seemed like they would, if we did get them backed up, they'd move the ball out to the 50. And, if they punted or, get a big play, we had 2 or 3 big downs where, it's 3rd and 15 and the quarterback runs for a first down. And so, they did a great job of holding him out of the end zone, but we got to make, just like our offense, they've got to make a play sooner than that so that field position could change.
And coach, what you talk about quarterback runs and things like that, but what was the, What was some of the things that they were doing that just kind of threw your defense out of whack?
Well, I think, you know, they had 170 some yards passing. I think, you know, that their receivers were quick and they were fast, and you know, he ran a nice, you know, kind of a post corner route a couple times, you know, and they ran some intermediate crossing routes, you know, but it was just like, it just seemed like if they needed 10 yards, they got 11 on third down. If they needed 6 yards, they'd get 7 yards on third down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't that we were never there. It was just like they made the play. And so, you know, I don't know if they did anything that was, you know, completely out of the ordinary for them, but, you know, it just seemed like they were able to get that yard on third down when they needed it.
Coach, does some of that kind of come down to, I know we talk a lot of things, and I ask coaches about what are the keys to the game, and they always talk about blocking, don't turn the ball over. The other one is good tackling. Was some of that, you know, less than ideal last night too?
Yeah, I would say our tackling, you know, their backs were physical, they ran hard. You know, we weren't swarming to the ball like we had been in the past. You know, it was tough to bring their running back down with one player. We needed to get more there. You know, kind of like how we did it against North a couple weeks ago. And so, you know, I thought they, like I said, hats off to them. They played a hard physical football game. And you know what? We need to come out this week and we need to readjust and say, okay, we got to be a better physical football team against Spencer because, you know how what Spencer's going to do. They're going to line the ball up and run it right at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they throw the ball four times a game, it's probably too many. I don't know, but you know what I mean? So, you know, we got to take our lessons that we learned in this game and apply it to next week.
Coach, I don't want to obviously always in a loss or anything like this. I never want to be too much of a Debbie Downer here on our radio program. Just what kind of things did jump out to you? Like what kind of things can you take from this game as a positive that you can hopefully use as momentum here in the upcoming week as you prepare for Spencer?
Well, I think one of the things is, we had a great game a week ago. We did some amazing things throughout these 3 weeks. You know, I told them last night before we left the field, there's not a team in Northwest Iowa or who we're ever going to play is just going to give you a game. You got to go out and win it. And, you know, that's the thing that we have to take with us. We got to control what we can control, and we control our effort and our attitude. And, you know, those are the two things that we have to say, okay, where were they at last night, and where do we want them to be able to be successful from here on out?
Yeah, and Coach, I obviously, and you as well, we never want to question a high school kid's effort or intensity or anything like that. But do you think there was some of that, like, hey, we're 3-0, we're the big bad Bulldogs, we're going to walk in here, win the game, and did it maybe humble some of the guys last night?
Well, I think whenever you lose a game, it humbles you. You know what I mean? So I'm sure we are humbled a little bit. I'm humbled a little bit. I'm not so sure that was the case, but
sure.
I think on the flip side of that, I think MOC didn't feel real good about how they lost a year ago. So I think that added fuel to their fire when, you know, we kicked that 41-yard field goal to win the game. But at the end of the day, like I said, we control what we can control, and you know what I mean? We're going to go in and we're going to evaluate the film and, you know, correct the mistakes that we had and get ready for Spencer.
I was going to say, Coach, what were some things? You talk about learning lessons, and that's ultimately the key when you lose a big football game like this, or any football game for that matter, is taking a lesson from it. What are some of the preliminary lessons that you think are going to be learned from last night's contest?
I just think, wrapping up tackling on the defensive side, knowing our assignments better on the offensive side of the ball, being able to, run down, cover our kicks. Our special teams weren't, you know, lights out like they had been. And I think the whole message to this whole thing is, we have to elevate our play to where we were the first 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I've said it three times, hats off to MOC. They played a great game, but, you know, we have to elevate our game back to where it was and what we do. And really all three phases, we started deep on their kickoffs. We ended up starting on the 10 at times or inside the 10. When we punted, they were able to return the punt for 15, 20 yards. That puts them at midfield or past midfield for us. And so, you know, we have to do all those things to be successful on a Friday night.
Ken Vigdahl with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. Yeah, the special teams aspect is one I'm always intrigued by. Never gets enough, you know, publicity or press or anything like that. And it's important to mention how big of an impact that is on the game. So, coach, just last for you. Now that you've wrapped up non-district play, you get going with Spencer, and then you'll make your many treks all around Northwest Iowa in the district. Just where do you see this team right now? What kind of grade would you give your guys for their play these first 4 weeks? And you know, what do you hope to see as you finish your schedule in district play?
Well, I just think, you know, our goal always for the first four games, it'd be awesome to go 4-0. There's right. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Everybody would agree that's the goal. Yep. Okay, but if you can go 3-1, that's probably realistic of where you want to be.
Sure.
2-2 is okay. 0-4, obviously not very good.
No.
you know, as we look forward now, we have Spencer. And, you know, for the last couple years, it's been Spencer, Webster City, and us all kind of in that, you know, general 1-2 area. And now we don't have Webster City in our district. So, you know, now it boils down to probably a couple of other teams. Fort Dodge is playing well. Yep. Denison's playing well. You know, and Spencer is 0-4. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this right now, that is the best 0-4 team in the state.
Absolutely.
there is no doubt. You know, we talk about our schedule being, you know, pretty tough with right. Scrimmage and Central Lyon and SBL and North and MOC and Boynton Hall Rock Valley. Well, they're playing Webster City and Spirit Lake and Sioux Center, and you know, they've had a physical 4 weeks of football. And so you know, one thing we can't do is overlook them and go, well, they're 0-4, and you know, they're probably at the bottom of 4A of the power index or whatever.
Sure.
But you know, here's the deal: they're going to come in and they're going to run their midline option at us, and we got to have people in the right places, because if you don't, that midline option is going for a touchdown. So we're going to do that. We've always had success shifting against mm-hmm. them, running some middle screens. We'll probably install those this week for Spencer. But you know, we just got to go up there and be physical, have a great attitude, be confident in what we're doing, and hopefully things work out for the best.
I hope so too. We're going to be up there next week, and we're looking forward to hopefully a good bounce back for your team this week. We'll let you go, Coach. Always appreciate your time. Love talking to you, and we'll talk to you this week.
Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Ken Vigdahl, head coach of Lamar's Community Football. Jeremy Schindler, the head coach of the Jays, joins us after this break here on KLEM.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're about to be back to this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Daniel Versteg with you. Joining us now on the KLEM Coach's Corner is the head coach of the Galen Catholic football team, Coach Jeremy Schindler. The Jays taking a tough non-district loss last night to Woodbury Central by the final score of 43-14. But still, it's a lopsided loss, Coach. But I can think of a few positives anyway. I guess I'll ask you first. You're the one that matters most. What kind of positives can you take from a loss that on the scoreboard looks kind of ugly to some?
Yeah, I mean, first you start defensively, and I mean, you give up 43, and I think it's not a great game. But I mean, that's one of probably the best quarterbacks right. in Class A football. We picked him off twice, and should have picked him off three times.
Right.
Start off the play with an interception. So that was fantastic. And then I think we had two really solid offensive drives. Mm-hmm. The one to end the game, and then the one to pull within a score. I look at the team, how we played last night, and if we play that way in our first two games, we win those first two games. That was a step up in class of opponents. Like
right.
Woodbury Central's, a top 10 team there, top 5 team. I mean, they're right. a really good football team. And there were times when we played right with them and even, were able to scheme up some things defensively and offensively to have some really good success. It just comes down to the consistency factor right. and doing it play and play over and over and over again. And that's kind of where we fell short last night.
Well, shoot, Coach, I would say the majority of the entire first half, you guys played with them. Like you said, you had the interception on the first play from scrimmage, and you had that touchdown to make it a one-score game, and you had a chance to make it a one-score game in the second half. I mean, this is a team, I think, that can get back to the dome for the third year in a row in Woodbury Central. I think a lot of people would have said, all right, Galen football is going to take a step back. They're 0-2 to start the year, blah, blah, blah. But what does it say about this year's team that, for a good chunk of this ball game, they were right there with a team that, like you said, is a top 5 team and is probably going to get very close, if not to the dome this year.
Yeah, and the interception to end the half
right.
kept them out of the end zone.
Yep.
That was big because it's a 2-score game. And we weren't able to do anything on offense after they go up by 2 touchdowns. And all of a sudden, they're driving. And that offense, when it gets clicking, it's just like a machine.
Yeah.
And that quarterback is really good. And those receivers are good. And that back's really good. And Chance Calston, he dropped one earlier in the game. but he didn't let – I give him a lot of credit, because he flushed it. And then he made a play to keep it, a 2-score game. And it gave us a chance in the second half, and it's like, all right, if we go down and take this in for a score, it's a 1-score game. Now, obviously, we didn't do that,
sure.
Offensively, but that's definitely a positive. And like we told them last night, there were positives. We're gonna watch the film this morning, and we're gonna evaluate and everything. But there were positives. Again, it's just that consistency. Can you do it play in and play out? And we just need more guys to make those plays. So it's just something. It's a non-district game too.
You're right.
We're still 1-1 in the district,
mm-hmm.
and everything's still in front of us. We got four huge non-district games. It starts with Akron next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing too is, I mean, at minimum, you need 3 wins in the district. You can go 2-2 the rest of the way, and. Still probably getting to the playoffs for you guys. So, big games coming up this week or these next few weeks. And I wanted to talk about as well, we mentioned a little bit the offense, the consistency factor. Coach, what were some of the things that, you saw Woodbury Central do against you that because there would be drives where it's, you go the 3-and-out or 4-and-out, I guess, with those turnover on downs there in the first half a couple of times. And then there were drives like the scoring drive in the first half, like that drive you mentioned in the fourth quarter, where it was just methodical. We are going to move this ball down the field. What was different about those kind of drives in maybe how they were playing you defensively or how you were executing things offensively?
Well, first we'll start with the drive, the touchdown score in the first half.
Yeah.
And you get the big, 59-yard run by Kale.
Right.
And it's just it's a play that the kids executed to perfection. Mm-hmm. Nolan Nillis makes a great block on their defensive end and hooks him. You know, we're trying to run outside zone and get Kale to the outside and let him use his speed. Chance Carlson makes a great block on their outside linebacker. Kale is able to put one foot in the ground. He runs through two diving arm tackles, and then he's up the sideline, you know. And then we were able, you know, he stepped out of bounds at the five, and we were able to capitalize on that. You know, we set up our bootleg play. Those defensive ends, we saw it on film. The quarterback run game really hurt Woodbury against Westwood.
Yep.
And they made an adjustment with their defensive ends, and their defensive ends were solely playing the quarterback last night. So we didn't quite have as much success, but it was able to, as they did running with the quarterback, but it was able to open up things like the bootlegs, because I thought we had some decent success with that. We're able to throw it a couple times, and then on that touchdown, Cole's just able to beat everybody to the corner, and that was a great play by him. So there's the first one. The touchdown drive in the fourth quarter, that's the adjustments we made at halftime. Mm-hmm. The only problem is we need that drive
to
happen the first drive of the second half. Mm-hmm. It just took us offensively, I think some of the adjustments we made had their heads spinning a little, and it wasn't anything complicated. We just need them to take a deep breath and run the plays that we call and execute them like we know they can. But if we have that drive at the beginning of the half, you never know what happens.
Yeah, I think I even said that when there was about 3 minutes left in the game. I said, if it was at the beginning of the game, that was executing. Because what you said at pregame was, one of the best things for us defensively could be keeping our offense on the field. And you know, people are going to look at that drive and say, well, yeah, the running clock was going in the fourth quarter. Of course you took 11 minutes off the clock. But you were running the ball the whole time, and they really didn't take out very many of their starters on defense in that fourth quarter.
No, I mean, you still had the quarterback playing safety. So,
right.
I mean, that's the first kid I'd protect on that team. And, I mean, that was against a lot. I mean, they may have had one or two subs in, but they do use probably about 15 guys on offense and defense. And so those guys are kind of interchangeable. It just needs to happen at the beginning of the third quarter. And so hopefully we can learn from that, and we don't panic when we make those little adjustments, because they weren't anything really schematically. It's just the way we called the play and the direction we were running it was just a little bit different, and it's something that we maybe hadn't practiced. But, you know, from our verbiage, we should have been able to do it. You know, we talked it over, and we just had our heads spinning a little bit. And so it's a good lesson to learn, and we'll take that and grow from it.
Jeremy Schindler's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic football. 43-14 loss to Woodbury Central last night. I do want to go back to that Cale Pearson run for a moment. You mentioned the blocks of that outside. Could you just, you know, bookmark that play, put it on a loop in your office or something, and just say, this is how my tackle needs to seal the corner, and this is how a wide receiver needs to block on pretty much every play? Because those two plays, Nolan and Chance at the tackle and the wide receiver position, those blocks made that run happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Nolan Nillis is a kid. He's kind of waited his turn, and he's worked extremely hard these past few years in the weight room. I give him a lot of credit. I put in a lot of time this summer in the evenings with our kind of evening crew that comes in and lifts with me. He's molding himself into a leader. He's a very positive kid. He's not a kid that you're going to hear out on the field yelling at his teammates when things aren't going good. He's always the guy who's trying to keep everybody up. And this is kind of his sport. This is, I think it's the only sport he plays here at Galen. And so he's really invested in this season. And so I'm really happy that he's having some success. And he's doing a really good job for us on the defensive side of the ball too. So he's having a really good season, and he's just continuing to grow. Again, he played special teams for us last year, and now he's stepping into that, you know, starting offensive and defensive line role. So he's still pretty green. He's learning, and he's getting better each and every week, which is great for us. You know, Chance, same thing can be said for Chance Kelsey. He played a lot of defense for us in the past, but he hasn't had the reps offensively just because of the skill guys that we had in the past couple of years. You know, so Chance is, again, learning how to block. And then, you know, he comes up in the fourth quarter and he makes that touchdown catch. You know, yes. So he's growing each and every week as a player too.
Coach, I do want to talk a little bit about defensively, just how tough it was to go up against them. But I also wanted to ask you, did you continue to see strides in the passing game? I thought Cole looked a million times better from when I saw him, you know, week two against MMCRU.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6 of 9. He had the pick, you know, but he had the touchdown pass.
Right.
You know, we actually won the turnover battle 2-1.
Right.
so that helped us stay in the game for you know, the first half. He did some really good things in the passing game. He just needs to relax and throw the football.
Yeah.
And he did a better job of it. You know, we're trying to scheme some easy throws for him, and we got a couple easy ones. But there were a couple ones that were pretty hard that he put right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a little kind of seam route to Dylan Pacus, and it was tight coverage, and he had to put it on him, and he did a good job with that. You know, they made an adjustment as a defense. They were playing – they started to protect from the outside zone play that Kale had. They started taking that slot defender and essentially making him an extra run defender, and the safety would then – cover that slot player. And that's what happened on the interception. And Cole just didn't see the safety. And that's a great adjustment by their defensive coordinator. Now, you go to the touchdown pass that he throws, and Cole learned from that because he's supposed to throw that ball right away to Chance, but the safety wants to jump that route. And he pauses for half a second. Chance beats the safety deep, and he lets it fly, and we complete the pass. So he learned. I'll give Cole credit. He learned from his first mistake. And then he makes a play, and it's a nice way to end the game for us.
If you can, I don't know how tough it would be to just express to the listener how tough going up against the Woodbury Central offense is. I mean, that quarterback's Division II, that top wide receiver, the McGill kid, he could probably play some college football at a high level, and you could probably stick that Butler kid anywhere on an offense, whether he's in the backfield or he's at the wideout position, and you know, he can scoot too. Just how tough is it to go up against an offense like that and try and make sure you have a semblance of everything taken care of?
Well, they do a great job. Their offensive staff does a great job of finding the weakness on your defense, whether that's a player if you're playing man, or an area if you're playing zone, and they attack that spot relentlessly. And they put so much stress on you because it's, especially your linebackers, it's so tough to play linebacker against those guys because almost every single pass play that they have isn't a true drop back. We actually tried to kind of mimic what they do a little bit, and it's something that we want to put in our offense, but they do that little play action.
Yep.
And as a linebacker, what do you have to do? Well, you have to step up and honor the run because your first job as a linebacker is to stop the run. Because I know as an offensive play caller, if I can run the ball all the way down the field, I'm going to do that because it's just easier than throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But the second you step up, all of a sudden, boom, that quarterback pulls the ball, and you're making linebackers play in space, and you're making defensive backs tackle in space. And when you have a quarterback who can sling it like he can – and he's super accurate with it, it really makes it a challenge to defend. And like I said, we picked him off twice, should have picked him off a third time. So, yes, we did take strides. I think probably the most disappointing part for myself, and especially for Coach Ellenzone, is on their second touchdown drive, we gave up 2 fourth-and-longs.
Yeah.
And those were kind of backbreakers. You know, if you can make a stop on fourth down, we get the ball back. So those were probably the two most disappointing things defensively, is just those fourth down conversions. But otherwise, we are making strides. And I think we might have found a little something with Dylan Pacus rushing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really nice game.
Yeah.
He's really good at using his hands and keeping people off him. So he did a really good job. And, you know, hopefully as we get healthier, we just get more guys back and can rotate people in and just continue this improvement.
Yeah, Dylan had a couple sacks there in that first half that were huge, and yeah, I know the improvements will come, and they're going to need to come because boy, Coach Akron Westfield this coming week, they are having a great year under first year head coach John Seaver. Just preliminarily, early on, what kind of things do you know you're going to have to be ready for with this team? At least you've seen them in the fall in some 7-on-7 camps and things like that.
Yeah, we saw them at a team camp up at Northwestern, and they definitely don't do all the goofy tricks and stuff that they had with walking stick, which is actually kind of nice. You won't have to, you know, spend half your practice, you know, preparing for the swinging gait and things like that. But, you know, you just they're extremely well coached right now. You can just tell. You have to be able to stop the Blau kid at the back. And then their quarterbacks and receivers are they're talented kids. Quarterback can throw it, and their receivers go and do a good job of making plays for them. So yeah, we're gonna have to be sound in our gap run scheme, and then also you know we're gonna have to make sure that we're covering up those receivers and when the ball's in the air, go make a play on it, kind of like we did last night on those two interceptions.
Well, perfect, Coach. It's going to be a great game plan and going to be a great week for you guys. Continue and finish and district play the rest of the year. And, we did talk pregame, you know, with our interview and then after the interview. If you remember last week's Coach's Corner, you finished off the interview with the Go Hawks, and then I cut off your audio and finished with a Go Cyclones because, you know, I control the board and I made sure I got the last word in. So, I will pay up anything you want here. I'll give you the floor as the winner of the Cyhawk Trophy this year. You can let me have it if you want.
Well, it's a Hawkeye State, and it always has been, and it always will be. So, it was a good game to watch, and I'm certainly glad the Hawks came out on top, unlike last year.
Yeah. I guess the Cyclones can just be left to be one and done in the Cyhawk series. Going to be a great week of practice for you guys. We know that, and hopefully Iowa State can knock off a Group of Five team today. Coach, we'll let you go. Always appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Daniel.
All right, absolutely. That's Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football. When we come back, Remsen St. Mary's head coach Tim Osterman joins us after this break here on KLEM.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of Remsen St. Mary's football. It's Coach Tim Osterman. The Hawks won last night by a score of 12-7 over Boyer Valley. They did not need to play the final 24 minutes. Some lightning ended up causing the game to be shut down early. But, Coach, I mean, it just kind of seemed like a wacky night for you. But I guess, can you just at least look at the game and say, hey, we come out of a weird and crazy night with a win, and I guess in the end that's kind of the most important thing?
Yeah, and I think, again, thanks to Clem and mm-hmm. following us, and we really appreciate all the awareness for Remsen St. Mary's football. But, again, the silver lining certainly that we came out and we had a good game plan and we scored right away. And we just got to figure out, good plans for how we're going to move the ball the rest of the first and second quarters. But I think what it showed that our kids can come back. We threw a pick six there with about 40 seconds to go, and then got the ball right back. And again, we pushed the ball down the field in about 34 seconds and scored a touchdown. And I think that was probably going to be more of that to come. I thought there was just some of those things that Boyer Valley were accomplishing for their defense just weren't. I don't know if they were sustainable quite yet, but anyway, we'll have to watch the film today and see how it all worked itself out. But we did okay, and glad we got the win.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. I guess we should know that this kind of game, these kind of issues would probably come with not having the guys we've been so accustomed to back there last year, in the last few years anyway. But what kind of things did you see? Because you mentioned that first drive, you looked great, you scored and took an early lead. But what did Boyer Valley do differently that really kind of slowed you down to a crawl there the rest of the first half and the game?
Yeah, a lot of credit to Coach Christensen and his team there from Boyer Valley. You know, they're playing some really good football, and I think their best football is probably still ahead of them. They, certainly had us figured out in terms of, they had a good scouting report. They had a good plan for taking away the things that we thought we did really well and made us play left-handed. And certainly still felt like we were moving the ball. Like I said, we kind of moved the ball up and down the field and got ourselves into some fourth downs where I was comfortable with Coach Gallus calling the play that he felt comfortable with. And we just didn't quite execute. And kudos to Boyer Valley. They got themselves off the field. And but again, there's just little things that we have to keep working on. And I think when it all comes together, it's going to be it'll be something special. But we have to keep working every week to make sure that we push in that direction. And these guys have to learn how to win and what it takes to win. And again, like I said, there was a lot of good things to like about tonight, but we just have to keep going back and keep working.
Coach, maybe this does take a film session or a kind of a deep breakdown like you'll probably be doing today or maybe a little bit on Monday still. But what are some of those little things that just aren't quite, tuned up yet or not quite being done right?
Yeah, and again, I give a lot of credit to our offensive staff and how hard they work. But I think right now we're just trying to get our passing game synced up. And again, it's our belief that so long as you can run the ball when you want to run and throw the ball when you want to throw, you can be an effective offense. And so we just got to find the plays that we can execute. And again, that's not any one player's fault. That's not any one coach's fault. I think it's just a matter of, making sure we're all on the same page. And again, I think when we watch the film, the plays are there to be made. And when we get into situations where we get a little bit more high pressure, we got to be able to make those calls, and we have to be able to make those corrections, and we have to be able to execute and do the things that we need to do and have, again, I think it'll all look a lot better when we do those things. But I think just offense line's got to block a little bit better. I think the running back's got to get north and south a little bit better on the run game. And then, again, we just have to be able to throw the ball a little bit more efficiently. And it's not like we were playing bad football. We played really good football the previous week, but again, when you play a game like you did tonight, you just have to make sure that all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted, because you're going to go against the team in Newell Fonda the next week that can take advantage of every little thing that you do wrong. So we have to be ready to go.
Remsen St. Mary's head football coach Tim Osterman with us after the Hawks won kind of a weird one over Boyer Valley, just playing one half of football, but still the 17th win in a row for the Hawks. I obviously don't want this to be, so sad of a chat, because it was a win, and I don't want to interrogate you on all the things that you did wrong. Obviously, this program is held to such a high standard, so that's number one. But you mentioned before we started this that defensively, you loved what you saw. What did you guys do right against Boyer Valley?
No, and we knew Boyer Valley had some really good run game that they, again, Coach Christensen always has a really diverse run game and formational style, and they've got really good athletes, and they can push the ball down the field. So I thought our guys did a really good job of, you know, getting off blocks at the line of scrimmage and then making plays. I don't really know exactly how many yards they ended up with, but they were not moving the ball very effectively against us. And then when they tried to take their shots, Keaton Harpenaugh was over a lot of those deep shots. Braxton Knipe had his hands on one. He couldn't quite bring it in. But, again, I just feel like we're tackling in the box. I know Brady Coink's really getting us lined up as a Mike linebacker. And, again, that's the hallmark of what you want your Mike linebacker to do. So there's a lot of really good things in terms of us communicating, getting lined up, flying to the football. But again, it's not always exactly what you think it is. So, like, right now, I'm thinking it looks good, and then I'll go watch the film and be like, well, maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it was. But again, I think our defense is playing really well. And again, I don't want to disparage the offenses like they're a problem or anything like that.
Sure.
Tonight, there was just a few things that weren't clicking. And so, again, we've got another game next week. There's more football to play, like another week of practice. So, can we just go back to practice and correct those things, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, absolutely. And, you start 4-0, you got Newell Fonda next week. I mean, just, you know, Coach, I don't know if this is a legitimate question or not. I mean, we don't see very many football games played 24 minutes and be done. Nope. At halftime. Just is there a concern at all about kind of feeling like you played and then it stopped and the momentum was kind of suspended heading into this week of practice, or can you just approach this week as pretty normal, all things considered?
And like last year, when we played and that team was, again, for as good as they were, not that we want to live in the past, but there's a lot of games that were over in 24 minutes, right? I mean, just the way they kind of worked itself out, and now you have a game that legitimately gets over because of lightning. And so, yeah, it feels really weird. Again, just the circumstances surrounding what was going on and why they worked the way they did. But, I really hope that we don't lose any momentum. I don't think that that's what's going on. I think the boys, there was closure tonight where we talked to them, and but again, I think we were probably more focused at the end of the half, and at that halftime there was a lot more focus. And it's not that we're not focused at the beginning, but it's just like we have to be focused throughout the whole week of practice. I personally thought we practiced really well, and so again, I think it's just a weird circumstance. I think if we go out in the second half and we put up 24 more points, I don't think we're really having this dark conversation. So I think it's just kind of weird because the game ended at halftime. And so again, I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to be better for it. And then we're going to put together our best plan and see what happens.
Well, Coach, I like the sound of that. I do want to ask you one final question. Now that this is the midway point of the regular season, 4-0, the record looks great, but obviously you've showed some things that could take some work. What kind of grade would you give your program midway through the regular season, and what are just some of those things that really have to be ironed out before you play Newell and you got West Harrison and you can't discount an Arweaver or Woodbine here at the back end of your schedule either.
Yeah, no, and I know Arweaver and Woodbine are playing really, really good football as well, and they're athletic and they're explosive. So, again, we've got a lot of things that we've got to correct. In terms of where we're at grading ourselves for football, I'd probably give us a B+ overall as a program. Again, we're right there. There's a lot of things that we can correct and a lot of things that we can make a little bit better. But, again, I'm thinking it's just if we can shore up the passing game, make sure the run game's consistent, and defensively continue to play as aggressive as we are, if we can keep doing those things, I think we can make a legit case to be 1-0 every week. But, again, I think we just take each week as it comes to us, and we prep that week, and then we don't look too far ahead, but we need to practice like a championship program. We need to prepare like a championship program. We need to play like a championship program. Whether we win a championship or not, we just need to play that way. And hopefully our kids can take that to heart, and hopefully we keep working ourselves into shape to go 1-0 every week.
I hope so too. I hope that's the outcome here this coming week with Newell Fonda and all the way down the rest of your regular season. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Love chatting with you, and best of luck as you guys prepare for the Mustangs next week.
Hey, thanks for having us on today, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Tim Osterman, head coach of Remsen St. Mary's football. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner, wrapping another 8 o'clock hour up on this Saturday morning. Coach's Corner every Saturday, brought to you by Nohava Construction, Chapman Overhead Door, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Brandon 360, True Health Chiropractic, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. My thanks, as always, to the head coaches in the area for joining us this week. Lamar's Community Head Football Coach Ken Big Dog, Galen Catholic Head Coach Jeremy Schindler, and pleased to be joined as well by the Remsen St. Mary's Head Football Coach Tim Osterman. As again, the Hawks won, Jays and Bulldogs took some tough losses, but wins all the way else around Plymouth County. Akron Westfield got a win, MMCRU, Hinton, and as well as Kingsley Pearson River Valley. So, good wins around the area for the majority of our football teams this week. Coming up this week on the KLEM Sports broadcast schedule, it's going to be all Lamar's Community this week as a big volleyball contest takes place at the Lamar's Community Competition Gym on Tuesday night. The Bulldogs welcome in the ninth-ranked team in Class 5A, the Black Raiders of East High School. We'll have the coverage of that one right here on KLEM Radio. Pregame will start at 6:45 on Tuesday night. And then on Friday night, as we talked with Ken Vigdahl earlier on in the program, district play opens up in Class 4A District 1 for Lamar's Community Football. They will head to Spencer to take on the Tigers and hopefully bounce back after this week's tough loss to MOC Floyd Valley. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:15. Myself and Gabe Davis will be on the call. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll also have a video stream on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So look forward to that coming up this week on KLEM Sports. Until then, thanks for tuning into this edition of the Coach's Corner. We'll talk to you with our sports updates throughout the week and with our contests Tuesday and Friday. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, Daniel Versteg, thanks for tuning into this edition of the Coach's Corner. Have a great rest of your Saturday morning. Enjoy the college football scene and keep it tuned right here to KLEM.